Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6. Again, a straight continuation of the story of the Mishaleach. The Mishnah says, Me haya ose. What did the Mishaleach do at the edge of the cliff? First of all, cholek lashon shel zahoris. He would break that crimson, I'll call it thread for lack of a better term, that was going around the horns of the seer Mishaleach. So he'd break it into two. Chetzio kasher basela. Half of it he would tie to a rock at the top of the cliff. The chetzio kasher bein shtei koronav. And the other half he would tie around the horns of the seer Mishaleach. According to most, it's this very same Lashon Shel Zahoris, the crimson thread that was tied on by the Kohen Gadol earlier on in the Masechta back in the eastern gates of the Azar. Now, Udachafo Lachorav, he would then shove the goat backwards. The goat is facing backwards. Vuhu Misgalgel V'yared, and the goat would then roll down and fall down the cliff. It's important that he's pushed over backwards, because if the goat would be pushed forwards, you know, goats are actually mountain creatures, and it's likely it could, you know, save itself and control its fall, and that would be no good. The animal's meant to die on the way down, and therefore it has to be pushed over backwards. And velohaya magil achatzi ahar, under normal circumstances, as the poor goat went rolling down the side of the mountain, it didn't even reach halfway down, ad shenase evarim evarim, until it was really like broken to bits and, you know, already broken apart. Now, that's how it's to be done. In the event that the goat survives the fall, so actually there's a separate din that the goat has to be killed. So he'll have to go down, this Mishaleach will have to go down, actually down to the Sukh, and actually kill that poor goat. Okay, so that's the end of this part of the Mishnah. Now the next, it's like a new paragraph, if you will, coming up now. So now the next part of the Mishnah here is concerned with the tuma that is conveyed to the Mishaleach for bringing the goat out. The Pasuk says, this is again also Perek Tezayin Vayikra, like everything else, Pasuk Chavav 26. V'mishaleach es ha-se'ir la'azazel yichabes begada v'rachatz et es b'tzaro b'mayim. The person who sends that goat to Azazel will have to go into a mikvah because he's tamei. Now, the question is, at what point does he become tamei? As the Mishnah says, u'me'emasayim metame v'gadim. At what point does he convey tuma to his clothing? This is just indicative of how tamei he actually is. I don't want to get into the technicalities right now. But the point is, when did he become tamei? So, Mishayetze chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim, says the Tanakhama, as soon as he leaves the walls of Jerusalem, so he's now escorting, he's sending the goat on its way, and that's enough to make him now already be fulfilling the pasuk of being a Mishaleach la'Azazel, one who's sending the goat towards Azazel. And at that point, he becomes tamei. Fine. And that's the halacha. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, Mish'as d'chiyaso latzuk. According to Rabbi Shimon, to be Mishaleach, to send the goat to Azazel, means to shove it off the cliff. And that means until he shoved it off the cliff, he did not become tamei. So that means an obvious nafkamina. If a person, hypothetically, would be escorting the goat and halfway along the trip, he decides he can't make it anymore for whatever reason. So then, according to Tanakhama and Halachi, it will be tamei. According to Rabbi Shimon, it won't be tamei because he didn't actually shove it off the edge of the cliff. And that pretty much ends the Mishnah's treatment of the Seir Mishaleach. And now we'll return back to the Kohen Gadol in the Azara.